This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition radio show. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America. This is the Weekend Edition, where we have more affiliates also across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can always follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, you can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And then there's our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the different things we have to offer. Okay, joining us, hour number one, Weekend Edition, the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, for all you folks up there in Valdosta, Georgia, North Florida, and all around the southeastern part of the United States, there's a big crowd that's starting to assemble already in the vicinity of the Valdosta Regional Airport, 1750 Airport Road, Valdosta, Georgia, because the president is coming to town Saturday night, 7 p.m. He'll be there along with the First Lady, Melania Trump, Senator David Perdue, Senator Kelly Loeffler, and a host of other people will be there, too. Now, the gates will open for the event at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. That's 4 hours before the event. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's first come, first serve as far as being able to get in and be a part of history, again, in Georgia. And you need to be there. You need to be there. Everybody and anybody that can be there needs to be present for this, because these two seats in Georgia, while it's easy to dismiss, the upcoming Senate elections in Georgia is just another vote to decide a couple of more seats in Congress. That ultimately probably won't be that consequential. Well, you're so wrong. And I'm sure that some of my fellow Americans and more than a few Georgians listening to me right now wonder what the point of voting is at all because of everything that's gone down, especially given the outcome of the recent presidential election. Well, let me try to explain something to you. I'd urge those Georgians with doubts or would wonder if their vote matters to recognize that the upcoming elections in their state do indeed matter. It is the future of our country, and whether or not Joe Biden and Kamala Harris get carte blanche to do whatever they want to do in the United States Congress. We can't afford that. And an unconstrained left means a move forward towards socialized medicine, the Green New Deal, much higher taxes than what you're even thinking about right now, because Biden says, well, no one under $400,000 is going to get a tax increase. Really? When he gets rid of Donald Trump's tax
break that we all got last year, everybody, regardless of what you made, minimum, if you paid any taxes, you got a $2,000 tax break with the president's tax proposal. So think about that. You're going to lose that, and it's going to cost you a lot more money. And the only way they can be stopped is if Georgia voters get out and cast their ballots, either by mail or in person in the upcoming runoff elections for U.S. Senate. Your voices do matter. Your votes will be consequential, and you are the most important people on the planet right now come January 5th. What did I say wrong, Kyle?
Not a thing, Captain. And you know that President Trump, in many of his campaign rallies, had a refrain that is really apropos right here, and that is, America will never be a socialist country. But if the Democrats wrest control of the Senate and control both houses of Congress,
it starts.
That's right. And it starts, and talk about Operation Warp Speed, they will want that to go at warp speed as well. And so, as you mentioned, Captain, the most consequential election right now that we're going to see is going to happen in Georgia, and it's going to have the ramifications, as you're talking about, for America in general, our domestic policy, taxation, et cetera, but it will also have far-reaching consequences for our foreign policy and the way that we interact with the world and where we're going to be.
Yep.
4 years from now, we will not be in a good place.
Yep. Now, I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to ask you who made it. This is a quote. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Well, that was Joe. That was Joe Biden. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what that tells me?
That they put together the most expensive voter fraud.
That this election was stolen, and he came out and told us, I don't need the media, I don't need Democrats, I don't need the rhinos, I don't need the Attorney General of the United States or anybody else to agree with me. I got eyes, I got ears, and I certainly read something that tells me all I need to know. They're either all compromised or in a scam or blind, deaf, dumb, and really dumb that they don't see what the rest of us see. Anyone who isn't blind can see it with their own two eyes. Just refer to Joe Biden's comment.
Well, sure, and they are learning very quickly, Captain. They can't have him do too many interviews where he's likely to go off script like that because he might have had a moment right there. Who knows?
All right, and caller, hang on, and Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we're coming right back right after this break our stations are going to take, and we'll get right to the caller on the telephone line. But the governor in Georgia up there has called for a signature audit of the 2020 election results, and so far, the Secretary of State is AWOL on the comment. What the hell? Okay, we're coming back. It's going to be a busy weekend night. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is if God forbid these two Senate seats go to the Democrats, now putting aside Ayok and Tlaib and all of the what, if you remember a while back we had a discussion and I said there's reasonable Democrats and there's radical Democrats.
Of course. So
here's the question, Professor. Are there enough reasonable Democrats that are willing to have the cojones to say, you know what? This is ridiculous. We're not gonna stay. In case if we lose these two Senate seats, the only protection we're gonna have left are the reasonable Democrats. And we have to hope that some of them have the cojones. I don't know if I'm allowed to use the word that begins with B on the radio, but.
No, well, you can, but that's okay.
Okay. But anyway, what do you think, Professor? Do you think that, God forbid, if these two Senate seats go to the Dems, do you think there's enough reasonable Dems where we can still be reasonably safe, that the Dems that are will have the courage to say, you know what, I'm not going to stand for this and go the other way, even if it means it might be the end of their career? Or I just wanted to see what the professor and the captain had to think about that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, Mike, you have a really good question, and I think what you're expressing, a lot of people are wondering about, I'm sure. You know, the idea of the reasonable Democrat, you know, may be a thing of the past, only insofar as that the Democrat senator themselves may have those viewpoints or may not want to go quite as far as the radical left would want to go. But I think they're going to find themselves caught in a matrix, as it were. You know, they're going to get canceled. They're going to get vilified. There's going to be arm twisting by Chuckie Schumer like we've never seen before. I think they'll go after them with a vengeance, and that could spell real disaster. I would hope that they could stand up. But it depends on the bill. It depends on what they get or what they won't give on something else. So, you know, we just got to kind of get to where that's actually happening. But I hope we don't have to ever try to really figure that out, because I hope that the Republicans will keep control. But it won't be pretty no matter what. And they, I don't know that they'll be able to stand up to the general thrust of what lies in store.
Five words from 2008 from then President-elect Barack Obama. The fundamental transformation of America. We are watching it again, right now, right here, this day and age in the state of Georgia. But they're trying to use Georgia as the stepping stone to fundamentally transform the entire United States of America to a democratic, socialist, their version of democracy, not republic. We are a constitutional republic. We know they want to change the Constitution. They want to change things around. We know they want to do all sorts of stuff, including getting rid of the Electoral College. We know all of that. And it's time to draw the line and say our founding fathers didn't form this country that way. And, folks, if you don't believe me, go look at the U.S. Constitution. Go look at the Declaration of Independence. By the way, I talked to somebody yesterday, Kyle, that was quoting what they thought was the Constitution, and they didn't even know what they were talking about.
Oh, really? What did they say?
Well, we're all supposed to be created equal, and that means we've all got skin in the game, and we can do this and we can do that, and I got a right to do this and that and the other. And I said, really? What are you referring to? Well, it's in the Constitution. So I asked him to say what it said, and I pulled up my pocket Constitution I had with me, and I read to him exactly what it said, the way it said it, and he had to eat crow.
Well, maybe he was just thinking, like, you know, the thing. You know, like the thing.
He used words like, I'm entitled to do this. I'm entitled to do that.
Wow.
You're not entitled to do anything. You can go out and work and earn it and get whatever you want. But as far as being entitled, you're entitled to the right of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
That's right. Freedom of association.
That's right. You're entitled to that, but you're not entitled to go out there and do just anything you want to do, anywhere you want to do it, anytime you want to do it. It doesn't work that way. Just like business. Why are there restrictions on business? How come they're restricting? Why do we have to pay taxes? I said, man, oh, man, you need to go back to school and figure this out.
Well, that's right.
And this guy was supposed to know, but he had no clue. He had no clue whatsoever. But anyway, that's a story for a different day. But let me just back up for a second, because I haven't quite finished talking about Georgia yet. The Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, finally came out and said something that I can agree with after all this nonsense of being quiet and not saying much and people are going, what the hell's going on in Georgia? He's called for a signature audit of the 2020 election results because of that video.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, this was the video that was, you know, poo-pooed as being, well, there's nothing to see here, it's out of context, et cetera, et cetera.
Facebook has it as a fact check. If you post that out there and say, look at the illegal ballots being counted and this, that, and the other, and all this stuff, and say, well, there's no proof that there are illegal ballots inside those suitcases.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's their version, not mine, theirs.
Well, exactly. That's why, you know, the idea of the perception is so very, very important. But the governor, you know, even really couldn't stand up in the face of that video, because he would look foolish by saying, no, there's nothing there. So he's definitely calling for that signature audit. And again, this is so very important. And I think most people, Captain, would agree that something like that should go on. I mean, you know, otherwise we're literally then just fooling ourselves.
Well, we do know that the appeals court in Michigan said that the Trump election challenge is moot. We do know that in Minnesota, the high court there, the Supreme Court, tossed the GOP election lawsuit. We know that. We know that the Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit in Georgia to overturn the result. We know that. We also know that the Trump campaign is arguing that 40,000 fraudulent votes that it were brought before the Nevada judge in Nevada to determine is still yet to be determined. But all of this is slowly, and I hope there's enough time, all of this is slowly making its way towards the Supreme Court. Now, the problem is, Sidney Powell yesterday came out once again and said, well, there's still plenty of time for Trump to prevail and overturn a Biden win. No, there's not. Time is of the essence. Every minute counts right now.
Yeah, it's definitely razor thin. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And it's encouraging to hear her say something like that. But here we are. It's December the 5th, basically, on Saturday. So we've got basically until the 14th. There's not a lot of business days to get from there to here, or from here to there, rather. And this has to go very, very quickly. What we're seeing, though, Captain, though, with the video and so forth, hopefully that's going to begin to show more compelling evidence that there is systematic fraud that went on, and hopefully that would make whatever judge want to hear the case. But if they get rid of it and it goes through the Supreme Court of those states and so forth, then yes, hopefully it would fast track up to the Supreme Court. Now, I think if the evidence is compelling for them, then they would want to hear it literally right away because the consequences are so great. There is no relief following the media.
But there is something else in Nevada that was brought forward with a video to prove it, and that was the fact that there were groups that were paying people to vote and giving them cards, giving them cash cards, and giving them food tickets and coupons and that sort of stuff to get them to vote. And they were trying to get them to vote for Joe Biden. There was a video that came out. It was shown in a court of law in Nevada yesterday. Now, unless you are stupid and don't understand that that's illegal and against the federal election laws, how could you possibly ignore it?
Well, exactly. And it's not just one incident. We take all these different incidents together, and as a whole, it shows that there is a massive undertaking that went on.
Yep.
Even if they're disparate little parts, they all go together, and it means something went horribly wrong.
Now, I do want to mention one other little thing. The jobs report and whatnot came out yesterday, and it was kind of a double-edged sword, but the mainstream media reported it with the following headline. Disastrous jobs report towards end of 2020. U.S. economy added just 245,000 jobs in November, less than half of the projected number. You know what they forgot to put in there?
What's that?
Unemployment rate remains 6.7%, lower than any of Barack Obama's first year numbers.
but Obama, he inherited a really bad economy from George.
You mean the anointed one?
That's right. You see, so it's weird because there's always some excuse that they will give, even though it's obvious.
And it's never Obama's fault.
Exactly. And guess what?
Yep.
It will never be Biden's fault. They'll track it back every single time to Trump.
Yep. And I'm going to repeat this again, folks. Remember the words of Barack Obama. You are about to witness, if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris get in, the third term of Barack Obama. There is no mistaking it whatsoever. You are about to witness the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America. And if that's what you want, then you folks up in Georgia sit on your butts and don't do nothing. But if that's what you don't want, then you better get out there and vote. And I mean vote, and take your friends with you, and understand the conscience of America is in your lap. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with more. We've just begun to fight. Who said that? John Paul Jones. There we go. We've just begun to fight. But anyway, I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. Lots more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must accept new DACA applications. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that protects some young immigrants from deportation. A U.S. district judge invalidated a memo from Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf suspending new applications and reducing renewals from 2 years to one. There are about 650,000 people enrolled in the program. Friday was the deadline for states to place orders for the first coronavirus vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Vice President Mike Pence met with the CDC in Atlanta and says we're in a challenging time in the course of the pandemic.
But we're also in a season of hope. To be as we are, maybe just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
The FDA meets December 17th to consider granting emergency use authorization. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is a website to go to. And when you go over there, you can get an insurance quote on the car or the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle or an RV or a boat or an ATV, whatever. You can get all those insured over there, too. Just go to Geico. GEICO.com, type in your zip code, and then give them the information they need to have, and you'll get a quote right online. Now, the best part of it is they also have homeowners and renters insurance. So, if you want to really save money, seriously save money, you bundle your homeowners and or your renters insurance policy together with your auto insurance, and you will save a bunch of money. Now, I've been with them going on 15 years. I've saved a lot of money with them. I do cost comparisons every year to make sure that they are giving me the best deal possible, and so far they have. Knock on wood, right there. And I get a 10% safe driving record, too, for driving, and that adds up every year, and I'm very happy with Geico. You need to check them out, too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A federal judge yesterday ordered the restoration of DACA. Now, this is after President Donald Trump said that he was going to, in fact, do that.
Well, the president did try in order to get a DACA deal through, a while back. And, the whole thing started with Barack Obama with his pen and phone, basically, giving that order. But that order was given outside of what is really the purview of the legislature. And so,
well, it was not an order. It was technically an executive action.
Well, exactly. But the idea was that he just said, let it be, and then, but it's really something that the Congress needs to pass. So President Trump came along and said, well, I will, and I thought, Captain, he would essentially let the Congress write its ticket, and he would sign it, basically, just overgeneralizing, of course, but they didn't want to give President Trump a win on DACA, and so I think he put it back where it was supposed to be, and that would be, okay, the Congress needs to do its thing, but now this has been reinstated, basically. So it's odd, again, because this, I think, could have been taken care of a long time ago, but again, the Democrats drug their feet, and if they really wanted to do something for the DACA kids, they would have worked with President Trump. Instead, they did exactly what they've done in the stimulus package, and that is turn the screws, hopefully it gets worse and worse and worse, and everybody hates Trump. I mean, that's just a ridiculous, horrible strategy that they have.
Now, the Supreme Court yesterday agreed to take up the bid from the president's group to revive the Medicaid work requirements.
Yes, exactly. That's going to be very interesting to see how that turns out. And it's interesting too, Captain, because a lot of this stuff is coming now, you know, towards the end of the year, when, even though we're still in flux on the election. But, again, Donald Trump has made an enormous impact on all these different policies, all these different things. And I'm sure that the Democrats are salivating. They think they're going to be able to reverse a lot of things. But Donald Trump's influence is going to be felt no matter what for a very long time.
Now, instead of doing what the country needed, and that was to move along and put the stimulus package back together of some sort and try to get that package to help businesses and individuals. The Congress yesterday, under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi, passed some really strange legislation to decriminalize marijuana in federal buildings.
Well, I guess
what the hell?
Well, maybe they're trying to look busy.
Maybe they don't want to be high while they're doing their job and they don't want to get arrested.
Well,
some of them probably are already.
Well, you know, you often wonder, but I think, Captain, it's just that they also believe now that, you know, they've got just a leave to do kind of whatever they want to do. It just doesn't matter anymore. They don't really have to look like they're operating in the best interest, or that they're not going to go, you know, they can't ever go too far, or that kind of thing. So I think we'll see a lot of this kind of stuff if Biden continues, absolutely.
Well, what people need to understand is if you were hoping for a stimulus plan anytime soon, Nancy Pelosi chose to make marijuana her stimulus. Maybe she needs it for herself. Okay, to the phone lines we go. Is this Todd?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking to the 74 million Americans who busted our butt for Donald Trump, who won in a landslide. Captain Obvious here. Donald Trump won in a landslide, okay? You should be calling your state representatives. Everybody should be calling Georgia and Pennsylvania and telling them you're not certified. You can't certify garbage. You can't certify crap. Okay, Donald Trump won. Kemp, your MIA. Barr, your MIA. All you people are on the tape. You took your bribes. You sold us out. You sold the country out.
Oops. He just went by the wayside. His phone must have gone on overdrive there and burn up or something because he's gone. All right. Well, anyway, no, let's talk about that for a second. I'm not saying any, you know, I get where he's coming from, and it's nice to be, you know, enthusiastic and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, okay, folks, we do need to do something. And it all starts with you and calling your congressmen, calling your senators, calling your state representatives, calling your county representatives. You got to think nationally, but act locally. And a lot of this stuff is at the local level.
Well, that's absolutely true, Captain. And especially a lot of these people, they work their way up through the ranks. So if you have a weird mayor or weird county supervisor or something these days, in a few years you'll turn around, they're going to be your state representative, or they may win a congressional seat. And then they're there for a long, long time, and then they move on up the ranks from there. And so if you shut them down at the early stages, you know, and vote for put people in that are going to have a more integrity and really represent your values and have so much passion for the local elections as we do for the big top of the ticket elections, this would be a very, very different place. And so this has really shown all of us, I think. I think we've all needed to see, you know, boy, you know, we can have a big impact even locally.
Yeah. And the other thing is, when we talk about the vaccination here, 20 million people could be vaccinated by the end of the year. Okay, Todd is calling me back. I know this is Todd. Okay, Todd, you got cut off, so try it again.
Bottom line is this. Let me be Captain Obvious. Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. You cannot certify corruption in Georgia. You cannot certify corruption in Pennsylvania. You cannot certify. Donald won Michigan. He won Arizona. He won Wisconsin. He won Nevada. All you judges are on the take. All you Supreme Courts are on the take. And let me tell you, people in Georgia, you should be calling your state legislature and making Kemp fire that supervisor of elections, whoever it is, or the secretary there, and hire somebody new to do that audit because they're MIA. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Mo Brooks, McConnell and McCarthy, we almost took the House. Okay? You look at the map. And Donald, there's red everywhere. So don't tell me you're insulting the American people's intelligence. You cannot certify crap. Alito, you told them at the Supreme Court to separate the ballots in Philly and Pennsylvania. They didn't do it. They spit in the face of the Supreme Court. All those ballots after November 3rd should be thrown out. Donald won Pennsylvania. I'm talking to the 74 million Americans who busted our butt for Donald. Donald won in a landslide. Call your state legislature.
Okay.
Don't do no business in there till we recertify Donald Trump the winner.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Let's get to work.
All right. And, of course, he got it going that time, didn't he?
Well, absolutely.
But that's understandable. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, not at all, Captain. They basically, you know, people understand that something went wrong here. And they can see so many examples of it. I don't know how the Democrats or even people in the media, the TV people and stuff so forth, really believe that people are just going to go, okay, it's all right, you just move on, what's for dinner? They're not going to feel like that. And they're actually stoking those fires against them now.
Well, again, I just said this a little while ago, and I came out and I made sure that I said it, and that's the fact that here's what Joe Biden said. Okay, think about this, folks. Quote, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics, Joe Biden. What does anybody think that meant?
Right. Well, again, I think it's a good question. Did he have a moment where he suddenly sort of told something he wasn't supposed to say?
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah, because, again, they understand they can't put him out there for too long a period of time. And, in fact, we hear now that the inauguration would be pretty much a virtual one.
Virtual.
But, see, that also plays right to their thing about having Joe Biden in highly controlled circumstances, just like they did with the convention. If they have him in a highly controlled circumstance, I think they think that it's much more likely that they're not going to suffer a huge gap like that.
All righty. Well, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, going to do our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And we got us a big old nor'easter headed up the East Coast. Thank goodness it's not in Georgia. Although there is going to be a little weather over in East Georgia. Not much to speak about, though, and I will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hello to all our listeners up there in Georgia. I hope you're paying attention. We are talking directly to you tonight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there. She lives in Carrollton, Georgia, operates a ranch with her husband called the Double D Ranch, and of course they have horses. They keep them stable in there, teach people horseback riding and all the different things that they can do with horses, the equestrian riding, the country type riding, saddleback riding, as well as the competitive riding up there. So they got all of that going there. Now, let's not forget right now that we got to tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, find out what it's all about, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And this one here, this little adventurous song that we are going to play, goes out to our pal Eric in Seminole. So Eric in Seminole, this is for you.
Left, right, left. Shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, leaning down there 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend unslapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky
honky tonk. Keeping curvy rhythm, make you want to swing along. Got it going on like honky tonk. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bitches on that honky tonk.
And that's Trace Atkins and Honky Tonk, but Donkey Donk. We were playing some Honky Tonk last night by Gretchen Wilson, and she's quite an accomplished artist. And Eric sent us a message, and Kyle, you're in here, right?
That's right.
And Eric said, whatever you do, don't play Trace Atkins and Donkey Donk. So, Eric, that was... That was for you. All right, well, let's get right to the weather. We don't have a lot of stuff to talk about out west, so I'm going to read the weather statement. Then, caller, you hang on. We'll get to you in a minute. A powerful nor'easter, the first one of the winter season, and this is a humdinger of a storm. You listeners to me up there in Portland, Maine, you know what's coming, so I don't need to tell you. Now, it's expected to roll up the northeastern seaboard and impact the region with a number of hazards this weekend, upwards to 2 feet of snow. Phew! In Maine, parts of New Hampshire, parts of the mountains of Connecticut and Massachusetts, 1 to 2 feet of snow and more as it goes up towards the coastline into Maine and into Nova Scotia. It's going to affect a good portion of New England. Rain will lash the very coastal areas down around Rhode Island and Connecticut. But dangerous weather for sure going up I-95 north out of Boston, north out of Hartford, Connecticut, going up into New England. So please be careful. Now, in the meantime, out west, Kyle, you got the fire threat advisories, and we got some really rotten weather up in the northwest with some bad conditions and a winter storm watch up there, too, for the cabbage going up to 84. So go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're going to start down in the southwest, and if you're heading across I-10 coming out of Phoenix, heading towards Blythe, you're going to go through a freeze warning in that area. Likewise, on I-8, if you're heading towards Yuma coming west, you're going to come into that same kind of freeze warning there. As you mentioned, Captain, continued fire weather watch in Southern California, also through San Diego County, all the way up to Ventura. But we also have a freeze warning in the Santa Barbara and Santa Paula area tonight. So be careful in that. And a hard freeze warning out near Lancaster and Palmdale on Route 14 as you head out towards the California desert there. As we move up, as you mentioned, there's a lot going on in the Pacific Northwest. We do have a freezing fog advisory. This is along I-5 as you come up north through Medford and Grants Pass. And as you head up, you'll have dense fog as you approach places like Eugene, Oregon. And that dense fog advisory continues. Air stagnation continues around Portland. Air stagnation all over Oregon and Washington. Freezing fog advisory. And that is going to be in the Grandview area along I-82. So you have to be careful there as well. And we also have dense fog advisory up near Spokane, it looks like, as well. And that's, of course, if you're coming along I-90. This is also near Coeur d'Alene. So all in that area, air stagnation, dense fog, goes all the way down through Idaho for that air stagnation as well.
Well, here we go. Texas, got to talk to you. You got a winter storm advisory, winter weather advisory right now for everything from rain to sleet to freezing rain to snow from the junction of I-20 and I-10 West Texas. That's there from Pecos all the way up towards Midland on I-20 and across about 75 miles of I-10 from Pecos over east towards Fort Stockton, so be advised of that. You've got a wind advisory in the middle part of Texas tonight. This system is down along the Mexican border and will be moving further north and east as the day progresses. Moving over to South Carolina, got some winds in the central part of South Carolina, pretty much following I-95 up through tonight. Got some winds in the mountains of Virginia, and then here we go. Gale force winds offshore from the Chesapeake Bay all the way to Nova Scotia. It's more serious as you get closer to Massachusetts on up to Maine, to Nova Scotia, where the gale force winds are right there, right along the shoreline, not offshore, but right there. So you're going to have winds 40, 50, maybe even 60 miles an hour tonight and during the day today. Portland, you're going to get rocked. You're going to get socked. You're going to get a little bit of everything up there. North of Portland in the higher elevations, you're going to get snow, plenty of it. Mount Washington will probably see 2, maybe 3 feet of snow before this is over with. All the ski centers in eastern Vermont and New Hampshire and the mountains of Connecticut and Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, not Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, you're going to love it because you're going to get plenty of snow. And by the way, they're even calling for as close as downtown Boston, 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight, Kyle.
Wow.
Downtown
wow.
Boston.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we do have a caller who's been waiting patiently on the line, and I do believe it's one of our friends in Kentucky. So good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. It is Pat from Kentucky. And I just wanted to call in. I called you a couple of months ago, and I had I just found it strange with the things with AG Barr going on. I thought that Joe Biden may have been feigning a little more of his sickness than, you know, to get out of trouble with AG Barr, with the things that they were facing. And the other night he had he had given an interview, and he was talking about with Kamala Harris, and he said, well, I was telling Barack that if we didn't agree on something, I forget exactly how he said it, he said that I would feign an illness, and I would leave. So it just shows that that is his mind think. And you guys are doing a great job, and it's good to hear from you again. And I told you Kentucky would vote for Trump, and we did.
Good.
All right. Good night.
Thank you very much, Pat. And by the way, that news story about Kamala and Joe actually came out last night.
Right, exactly. You know, so obviously they understand what's on the radar.
Yeah, and
here.
Joe did make that comment.
That's right.
He says, I'll just get a disabling disease and I'll resign. And he looked over and she smiled, had a big smile on her face. That happens to be part of the plan. Again, you got to understand why Kamala Harris is in there. She's in there because she is a friend of Michelle and Barack Obama, a very close personal friend, and has been for a number of years. They supported her campaign when she ran for a state attorney general in your state of California. They supported her big time, made a number of personal appearances when she ran for U.S. Senator, big time. So there you go.
Well, she wasn't put on the ticket because she was a vote getter. I think she was put on the ticket, like you said, because she's sort of the pick of who they want to be able to really, you know, take over from Joe at some point.
Whether the progressives like it or not, the AOCs and all that bunch, the leader of the Democratic Party is still Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is on trial, or not on trial. He's the one that you're electing up there in Georgia right now. Term number 3, Barack Obama. If you want him, you vote for the Democrats. If you want America, you vote for the Republicans. And keep in mind, if you don't vote for the Republicans, get your wallets out. You're going to need them. It's going to cost you a bunch of money in Georgia. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.